Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast at fmr.co.za. Last week, we had the excellent Shure MV7 microphone on test. And if that's just too much mic for you aesthetically or price-wise, as an alternative, I've had the very pretty Shure MV51 and AMV5 DSs on test. I know that's a little bit of a mouthful, but they are some impressive mics. Let's start with the Shure MV51. It's built like a tank. It feels like a hand grenade in the hand. It looks like the old-fashioned mic it is built on the platform of. You can put it on a mic stand, of course, and the very pretty retro casing has a single leg that will have it look good on your desk and not be a persona in your online video call. It is really designed to be used with its excellent phone software. The little leg has a little rubber nub at the end of it that unscrews to allow a mic stand to be fitted. Great design upon a great design. And that's its thing. Amazing Shure software for the phone, which is with included cables, super easy setup, front touch sensitive controls that quickly become intuitive to use, and some good lights and good indications of what's going on. But there is some need to RTFM or to use the Easy app as an alternative. Recording to your phone is a breeze. To a computer too, but not via the Shure software, just via your computer's own software. The only downside to the MV51 is, in fact, the build quality. It is so good that you don't want to travel with this 3,700 Rand anchor. It simply weighs too much. That's where the AMV5 DS for around 2,200 Rand comes in. The same superb mic as the MV51 and the same connectors, a micro USB and a small headphone jack, but in this case, a plastic build. And now I say plastic, I don't say plasticky. The intentionally super light golf ball dimensioned and shaped mic comes with a removable aluminium stand and weighs nearly nothing. If you need to hike to your studio, this is the one to choose. There are downsides to this super leggero approach, and that is the buttons, the controls. They're clicky, but they are at the backside of the mic and well enough hidden that you can't use them without turning the mic around and looking at them. It's a small enough price to pay for both the convenience and the quality. And you will have noticed that my recordings have been done from home during this time, and they have been done on the variety of these mics, and they are all excellent. As far as a super sensitive but directional mic goes, you're not going to do better than the range. And that leaves me concluding that both mics tested, the Shure MV51 this week and the AMV5 DS, are in the highly recommended. And that's it for Tech Talk. It's been David. It's been fun. Drop me a line if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something. David@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, fmr.co.za.